This is Director Jared Maples of the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and I want to welcome you to Season 2 of Intelligence Unclassified. This season, we are refocusing our episodes to better reflect our office's three core mission areas: counterterrorism, cybersecurity, and emergency preparedness. We'll be pulling both local and national experts in these three fields, all in an effort to discuss New Jersey's diverse threat landscape and offer you a unique perspective on the current trends and issues facing the Garden State. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJOHSP. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. My name's Krista Mazzeo, and I'm a cyber threat intelligence analyst for the New Jersey Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Cell, also known as the NJCIC. We are the state's one-stop shop for cybersecurity threat information. It's October, so that means it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and this week's theme is Cybersecurity in the Workplace is Everyone's Business. How often do you think about cybersecurity when you're at work? Now, unless you're an IT or information security specialist, you may not think about cybersecurity much during your workday, if at all. Maybe you find some elements of it to be inconvenient or even tedious, like having to change your computer's password every 30 or 90 days, or even not being able to visit certain websites or download free software onto your office computer. Maybe you're not allowed to use USB flash drives to transfer files between systems. But you know what? There are all very good reasons for these and other policies. Cyber attacks are increasing at a rapid rate these days. It's starting to seem as though there's a new major data breach announced in the news every week. Although technology has transformed our world and improved our ability to work, play, create, and connect, it has also brought with it brand new threats that transcend borders and can impact our lives and our livelihoods. That's why cybersecurity can no longer be viewed as just the job of your IT department or your chief information security officer. From the bottom to the top, cybersecurity is everyone's responsibility, and that's why I'm going to cover some simple ways you can help protect where you work from devastating cyber attacks. First, make sure you use a long, complex password to log into any system or applications your job provides. Passwords should be at least 8 characters, but honestly, it's preferable to use 10 or more. Make sure it includes a combination of upper and lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters, such as a dollar sign or a question mark, anything that your company's security policy allows. Don't reuse your work passwords for your personal accounts, such as email or social media. If your reused password gets compromised, hackers may use it against as many of your accounts as possible, and this could leave your company's network vulnerable to an intrusion. Secondly, if it's available, make use of two-factor or multi-factor authentication on every account that you can. Most platforms that have multi-factor authentication enabled require you to input another piece of information beyond just a username and password. It might be a code sent via text message to your phone, or a number generated by an RSA token or an authentication app. This isn't just good for work accounts, but also for your personal email, banking, or shopping accounts. Find out if it's available, and if it is, enable it. If you telecommute and need to log into your workstation remotely, always use a virtual private network, or VPN. Hopefully, your company already requires it. A VPN creates a secure, encrypted connection between whatever network you're using and your company's network. It prevents attacks designed to intercept and read network traffic. This is especially important if you often find yourself needing to use free public Wi-Fi while traveling and away from home. Public Wi-Fi can be very dangerous, so avoid using it if you can. But if you have no other choice, be sure to use a VPN before logging into any account or sending any sensitive information, personal or work-related. Do you often save your work, like documents and spreadsheets, locally to your desktop computer's hard drive and forget to upload it to your organization's shared drive? If so, your work is probably not getting backed up, and you could end up losing all of it if your system gets infected with malware such as ransomware. Ransomware encrypts and in some cases destroys files unless and until a ransom is paid to a hacker. Your company will probably not want to pay a ransom to save your personal work files, so it's best to make sure you back up your work regularly. Do you use your work computer to browse the internet during lunch or on breaks? Do you use it to check your personal email or social media accounts? Even if your company doesn't prohibit you from doing so, you really shouldn't use their computers and networks for personal browsing. It's just not safe. Web-based email accounts and social media platforms are prime targets for hackers who like to entice people into clicking malicious links and downloading malicious attachments designed to install malware onto your system and create backdoors into networks. If you really must check your personal accounts during work time, it's best to use your own cell phone if it's not connected to your company's Wi-Fi. Speaking of cell phones, does your company have a bring your own device or BYOD policy in place? BYOD is an increasingly popular solution for companies that want to save money by not having to purchase additional devices such as cell phones, tablets, and laptops for their employees. Unfortunately, that can create risk, especially if an employee connects an infected device to the network. Some malware can spread through networks quickly without the end user noticing. If you do take advantage of BYOD, make sure you keep your antivirus running and up to date on that device, and be careful what apps or software you download onto it. If you think your device may have been infected, be sure to let your network administrator know before connecting it to your work's network. Double-check your work emails before you click send. Does it contain anyone's personally identifiable information, or PII, such as social security numbers and dates of birth? Are you responsible for collecting, managing, or transmitting confidential company information? If so, make sure you do it in a secure fashion by using encrypted email or password-protected documents, and never send the password in the same email that has the document attached. While we're on the topic of email, remain skeptical of any unsolicited email you receive that's asking for sensitive information or requesting an action like wiring money to a new and unfamiliar account, even if the email looks like it's coming from someone you know. Profit-motivated hackers and organized crime groups target organizations of all sizes through what the FBI calls Business Email Compromise, or BEC. BEC occurs when a hacker either compromises or spoofs another employee's email address and pretends to be that employee in order to get the victim to send information or money. We tend to see a lot of this activity around tax season as human resources departments across the country are targeted by hackers attempting to get access to employees' W-2 forms so they can commit tax fraud. We've also seen financial departments targeted as hackers pretend to be the CEO or CFO of a company and request large wire transfers to accounts located outside the United States. This can be a difficult scam to spot, and many companies have been defrauded out of millions of dollars. But a good rule of thumb is to always pick up the phone and call the person who you think has emailed you that request before you take action on it. Always verify unsolicited or unexpected requests, or implement a policy that requires at least 3 people to approve any large money transfers or requests for personal information. Those are just a few basic tips on how to help keep you and your workplace secure from some of the more common cyber threats. Your IT department can't do it alone. They need your help. Create a culture of cybersecurity at work. Avoid risky behavior with company systems and networks. And be sure to notify your network administrator or security team of any suspicious activity or potential problems immediately. If you'd like to learn more about how to make sure you're secure both at home and in the workplace, please visit us at www.cyber.nj.gov. Also, consider becoming a member by signing up for our weekly email bulletin, where you'll receive the latest in cybersecurity threat intelligence, including topical news and the latest social engineering scams impacting New Jersey, as well as practical solutions you can implement at home and in your organization. Membership is free.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njhomelandsecurity.gov. If you have any ideas or topics for future episodes, please contact us on Twitter at NJOHSP or email us at intelunclass@njohsp.gov. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.